This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. If you spend any time in Baltimore's Station North Arts and Entertainment District, you've probably peeked into Graffiti Alley. As the name implies, graffiti blankets every inch of a cramped little alley off Howard Street near North Avenue. What if you gave all that graffiti a little room to breathe? Say, 3.5 acres worth of room. A group in Baltimore wants to build the world's largest urban art park at 3.5 acres, a stone's throw from Graffiti Alley, underneath the Jones Falls Expressway. It's the brainchild of Richard Best, and he joins me now to talk about it. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks, Sheila.
Paint us a picture of what is there now and what you are trying to make of this 3.5 acres.
Well, like you said, the site is currently, it's like 3.5 acre space. It's located directly behind Mica underneath, you know, JFX. It's been abandoned for roughly 30 years. So it's just been a dumping ground, really. There's like trash and unused construction equipment. There's piles of bricks, piles of cat foods and cat food cans and some feral cats. So it's just a really blighted, vacant, derelict space. And like you said, we want to transform that into what will be the world's largest urban art park and a cultural and creative hub for the city of Baltimore.
And what would that look like, that art park?
So current plans for the site include roughly 60,000 square feet of murals, two live performance spaces, a skateboard park, as well as roughly an acre of lush green space.
Where did this idea start to form?
So the project was, it started as an independent thesis project while I was in grad school. So it was just graduated from a dual master's program between Johns Hopkins and Mica called Design Leadership. And in the program, we really like to study sustainability and social value creation. And in addition to that, I'm also a street artist. I paint murals. And I got a call from a friend who was a local artist that was painting in the space, and he had me come down to it and gave me like this treasure map. And he was like, go behind Mica and duck down behind these cameras and then hop down on the railroad tracks and go through these tunnels. And I finally came up to the site, and it was dark. And I came to the site, and it's just massive. I completely lost my sense of direction and started just wandering through it. And it was endless. It just kept going and kept going and kept going. And so, I mean, just like all these tools that I was learning in grad school kind of just clicked in. And so, you know, I just kind of like asked myself, I'm like, what could this space be? What could we do with this space? I mean, we know artists are coming down here and they're using it.
Because there is graffiti there
now.
Yeah,
there's tons of graffiti there. So there's tons of graffiti there. But at the same time, these artists aren't necessarily, they're not allowed to use the space. And so I think it's like really interesting that, you know, individuals have found value in an abandoned space, yet at the same time they can be persecuted for doing so. So yeah, so then just kind of ask ourselves, what could this space be? And I mean, and it sits directly behind Mica, directly next to Station North. So there's this vibrant, rich artist community around it. So the question is, what happens if we just open this up to this creative community? And what would that park look like then? And what would it need to be designed to facilitate? And so over the course of a year, kind of designed into, sculpted our proposal into what we have now.
Right now, Graffiti Alley is the only space in Baltimore where graffiti artists are
correct.
Welcome.
Yeah, it's the only legally sanctioned space for artists to paint. And because, like you said, it's so small, the work doesn't stay up that long. And it kind of deters a lot of artists from going in and painting there because their pieces aren't going to be up that long. So we're going to have a much bigger space, like 60,000 square feet of space, so artists can come down and paint. And some of that space will be open wall, so artists, anybody, not just graffiti artists, but, you know, open up that space to a whole new, you know, generation of artists to like perform, you know, public art.
That's Richard Best here on Maryland Morning 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Best is heading a project that would create the largest urban art park in the world under the Jones Falls Expressway in Baltimore. Did projects in other cities shape what you think you can do here?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of precedent that we pulled from. I mean, you can look at Wynwood Walls in Miami, which is an outdoor street art museum, and it was developed by a real estate developer named Tony Goldman, and he used urban art really to come in and revitalize and rejuvenate, you know, urban spaces.
This sounds like it could be an expensive project.
It could be, yeah.
Like how much?
We don't exactly know the exact numbers right now, and we don't know that for several reasons. One, we're currently doing our environmental studies to see what kind of environmental remediation needs to happen. And at the same time, we, yes, have a vision for the park, but really the development and the design of the space is going to be an inclusive process. So we're going to bring in the community. We're going to again bring in skateboarders. We're going to bring in musicians. We're going to bring in artists. We're going to bring in the community and ask them what they want in the space. And so the vision is going to mold and adapt based off of what the community wants. And until we really have identified exactly what that's going to be, the cost isn't going to, we don't necessarily have those exact numbers.
Environmental remediation of what? What's
the ground. I mean, and this is a problem all over Baltimore. They use like contaminated topsoil just to fill in dirt. And so like all over Baltimore is contaminated with, you know, various different elements. So we don't yet know if there needs to be environmental remediation. So we're doing those studies right now.
Have you raised any money?
Yeah, we raised some money. We were awarded a lab award from MICA. So it was an award. they give out $5,000-$10,000 awards every year to try to fund projects which try to keep the creative community within Baltimore. So we won that. We officially launched our community outreach to tell the public about the park during Artscape, and we had the community come out. We had some bricks donated from an organization called Details. So we repurposed these bricks by having a small donation. It was roughly $5. And the community would then be able to paint these bricks, and we'll use them in the construction of the park. So everyone can really have their own ownership of it and have their own piece of art in, you know, the world's largest urban art park. And it was extremely successful. You know, we raised another $10,000 there. But we currently are in the process of officially setting up the 501c3. So as soon as that's done, which really probably less than a couple weeks, then we can actually start kicking off our real fundraising efforts.
So you talked earlier about the renegade artists who are using this space now. I mean, do you expect people who are doing street art illegally to come into the open and do it here?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, we're, you know, artists really want to be artists, and whether that's graffiti is your form of art or other forms of street art, yeah, I mean, they want to have space. They need to have space to create their work. And, you know, we already have relationships with a lot of these artists, and they're all of them are so excited to be able to have a space where they can go and paint, and they're not going to have to worry about, you know, getting arrested.
So they won't miss being outlaws?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe we should ask some of them. I think, you know, we might change a little. We're definitely going to change the culture of the space down there. So it's not going to be a graffiti park. It is. I mean, once the space is open, nothing that's down there is graffiti because it's all legal. It's all welcomed. But it has a potential to kind of to change that conversation of what urban art is, what street art is, because we're opening up this medium to anybody who really wants to practice it. And we get emails every day. People are like, hey, I've always wanted to paint a mural, but I've never been able to.
Well, I appreciate you telling us about it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Richard Best. He heads the Section 1 project, a group that wants to create the largest urban art park in the world under the Jones Falls Expressway. We've got links to more about the project, including a link to an impressive slideshow of the space that the Baltimore Business Journal recently created. That's at wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Ahead on Maryland Morning, we take the measure of Shakespeare's Measure for Measure. Stay with us on 88.1.